Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Just wetting the whistle, Tom, before I do some great chat.
I don't know why you need to blow a whistle.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Crimbo.
I feel like you don't like Crimbo.
I don't.
Of course.
Well, it reminds me of crimped hair, which was very much a thing I was always quite fascinated by as a small child.
Crimping. That was quite, I think it's sort of back.
Oh, good.
In that sort of 90s way where everything's back.
I always wanted a crimper. For hair, and I wanted one of those sewing machines. Do you know the ones I mean? That was
toy. How could I guess?
It was like a toy that you like moved a thing along a line, and it either sewed. No, it didn't sew. It knitting a knitting machine. Sorry, a knitting machine.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I feel like I could look this up. Emma's nodding. Do you remember the one?
I don't believe you.
It was like a sort of round thing. It was like a sort of comb. Imagine like a big comb that looked was about the same size as a piano keyboard.
A comb the size of a piano keyboard?
Yeah. And there was like a round thing that went along it, and that, I think, did the knitting for you, or the weaving. And you could make wonderful things. But I never asked for it.
Why didn't you ask for it?
Because I thought...
Thought better of it.
I thought better of it. I thought, I don't know, but I didn't think.
Do you know what I always really wanted? One of those Mr. Frosty things where you could make, like, what are they called, like, slush puppies with?
Oh, I had one of those.
Did you?
Yeah, a Mr. Slush, no, what are they called?
Mr. Frosty.
Mr. Frosty, yeah, we did have those. They were quite difficult to use. They weren't, like, the way they made it out, like, you just twizzle a thing in the middle and it crushes all the ice. It didn't. It was really hard work. Made everybody angry.
Hilarious that you asked for kitchen utensils so early on.
Absolutely. And it did come actually with a spatula, I think. Also, I got the Home Pride man. It was like a plastic man.
Is he gay?
Homo Pride man. Oh, yeah, that's true. That would be a good sponsor for Pride. Home Pride.
Is he the guy with the black suit on with the little hat?
Bowler hat.
Yeah.
The bowler hat was a sieve.
And did you take it off of him?
And then the inside of his face is a bowl.
Oh,
and then in each hand he has and then in each hand he had a different thing, and I think he had like cookie cutters or something. Gosh, I haven't thought about him for ages.
Was that a Christmas present, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Big part of my life.
Do you remember the best Christmas present you ever got?
A tough one. What was yours?
I got a robot once.
Did you?
Yeah, it's called My Pal 2. Absolutely.
That's...
It's because I didn't have many friends.
Oh, don't.
It's because I didn't have many friends. I think my mum thought, if I get her that, she'll have something to play with.
That sounds like, it's like a sort of robotic version of E.T.
Oh, I loved E.T. I was desperate for that alien to go in my closet and go, ah!
Right.
Is this relatable? Is this content?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely.
I got a robot. That was
My Pal 2.
Yeah, My Pal 2.
Tell me about My Pal 2. Did it talk? Did it move?
Yeah, it did. It didn't dance. It walked and talked.
Walked and talked?
It was about this big. So it was about a foot tall. Is that a foot?
Well, you're the one who does horses.
No, but you do horses in hands.
Well, how many hands is that?
I don't know. I'd say 4.5 hands.
4.5
Maybe hands. 5 hands.
4 to 5 hands.
And so he had a light on his nose and a little hat.
Oh.
And then he could throw a ball. His arm was like on a, like you pulled it back and it went.
Oh, fun.
And then threw it. Wow. And it was, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Oh,
it was like my favourite thing to play with. I loved it.
Did he sort of have light up?
Yeah, his nose light up.
His nose lit up, sorry.
And he was sort of see-through, so you could see the wires inside.
Ooh.
So you couldn't trick yourself into thinking he was a real friend. No. You always knew that he was battery operated.
Was there ever a time when maybe the batteries weren't in and he still carried on talking?
And he came to life.
Came to life,
yes,
in a magical
that happened
way.
A lot, yeah. Yeah, that happened a lot. I loved him.
Oh. How old were you?
26. And then my other favourite present, if you're interested.
No, I am.
It'd be a toss up between the two.
No,
not
please don't.
Like Mrs. Harris goes to Harris.
No, tossing
or
up.
Mrs. Harris please. Goes to Paris, whatever her bloody name is.
Lina Harris.
Was when I got, and this is quite a clang, so get ready.
Okay.
A Wallace and Gromit plasticine kit.
Well, how do you know it was Wallace and Gromit? Could have just
because it was branded.
Okay. Okay. But I just think that's they are just plasticine, aren't they?
Yes, but you've got wires to feed through the arms.
Oh.
And you can move them about. And so I got a box and made a living room for them to sit in.
That's
and then my
great.
Brother and I had a row and he threw it down the stairs.
Oh, no, Joe.
Please, Joe.
Joe. Threw it down the stairs?
Yeah.
What, in the house that your mum's in now?
No, long time ago. In fairness, I think it was when I accidentally threw a dart into his leg. So
okay.
I was...
Okay. Funny, isn't it? There's always two sides to every story.
I think I was quite an annoying little sister as well.
Well, I'm sure we're all annoying siblings.
Tom, you meant to say no, darling, no!
You weren't annoying! Well, sadly, I didn't know you at that time, and you know that's been a great source of regret, actually,
of
on this podcast, that we didn't know each other sooner. But I'm sure you were as annoying as every other sibling in the world is.
As every other show-off.
As every other.
As every other girl, destined for the stage!
Exactly, Suze, exactly.
Watch me tap.
Watch me throw a dart into your leg.
Yeah, well, we were having a row.
Oh, no.
And the dartboard was on the floor, sort of propped up.
Oh, dear.
Because we hadn't put it on the wall, because Mum didn't want it on the wall in case
damaged the plaster, yeah, of course.
So we were, and then we had had a row, and he was walking, and I threw it, and I don't think I did it on purpose.
No. You didn't do bad
but he purpose. Chased me with it still in his leg.
Joe, you are like a warrior, like a... Goodness
He's
me.
Very much my Hercules.
Yeah, very Herculean.
Herculean, I think.
Herculean.
So they were my favourite toys.
Well, those are great toys.
What are you hoping to get this year?
I want a spade and I want a fork. And sure, I want a hoe.
For the garden?
Yeah.
Sure, if you say so.
If you say so.
What does a hoe do?
I think it's just for hoeing. It's just hoeing, just for hoeing around in the garden.
No, but I'm serious. What does it do? Sort of spread things out a bit?
I think it can do that, but I think it also can, I think you bring up your weeds or you can potentially hoe up, I don't know if that's the correct word.
No, I think hoe up, go on.
Vegetables and things. You can sort of digging things up, but in a kind of sifted way. Yeah, in a hoeing way. In a hoe way. Rather than just in a shovel. I think, so you could, rather than picking it up with a shovel,
yeah.
Which obviously you'd retain all the mud in the
You wouldn't, would you, of course?
A fork sometimes is too big. You want a hoe. I think that's correct.
Gardeners, get in touch. Do you think Charlie Dimmock listens?
I hope so.
Do you think she's wearing a bra?
No, she's using it as a... Being silly, I don't know.
I don't know. That was a thing, wasn't it?
Yes, you didn't make that up, no.
Okay, I was about to say, because otherwise, out of context, that would feel really weird.
It would feel a bit forward.
Yeah. Also, there'll be American listeners thinking, who is Charlie Dimmock?
We forget that we're such an international...
We're a huge international conglomerate, is that
a thing? Conglomerate. Yeah, that's the right word. Yeah. Definitely the right description of us.
What? Conglomerate? That's a funny word, isn't it? I'd love to be able to ring Susie Dent on that.
Conglomerate. Conglomerate. Glom. What does that mean?
I don't know.
To glomerate.
To glomerate.
Glomerate.
We glomerate. I glomerate.
They glomerate. They form or glomerate.
Constitutional?
Con often means with. Oh, gosh, it's very interesting Ebec. Words. Of course.
Sans.
Comic Sans. Okay, we're just doing a word association. This isn't a podcast.
Tom, we've been saying that for 8 years.
We have been here all this time.
Trapped in this bunker.
In this bunker. Now, so that's what I'm looking forward to, some gardening bits.
Gardening bits.
Yeah. I've got lots of gloves. People buy me lots of gloves. I think they're worried about my hands.
You're very
dainty. Soft hands.
I wasn't going to say dainty. I was just going to say you've got very soft hands.
I don't today. Oh, I looked at ooh.
Like a lady
rough.
From the...
Edwardian times.
Edwardian times.
Like one of the people in one of those, like, sort of Disney World Main Street.
Yes! Exactly
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, I told you about this on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, but The Gilded Age, the TV series Sky, is so directly up your boulevard. You simply must watch.
Is the new series of Julia out?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, fine.
But I tell you what I did watch.
What?
Lessons in Chemistry.
Oh!
Brie Larson. Really enjoyed it.
We've been watching Only Murders in the Building.
Yes, that's meant to be very good, isn't it?
Really liked that.
Yeah, okay.
Really like it.
It's like a murder mystery.
Yeah, but it's camp.
Campus
You'd
tits.
Love it. You'd absolutely love it. It's camp and fun and New York-y and sort of...
Is it set today?
Yes, or but it's got it? A sort of... It has got a slight air of something that's set in a sort of nowhere time. It's just sort of like elevated stylish time.
You know what's going to be happening soon?
What?
The Kill the Midwife Christmas special.
I cannot wait to see what happy slash sad story happens.
Oh, I'll cry. What was it last year? The train crash?
Oh, Dr. Turner, I don't like these electric trains. Yeah, I think it was, yeah. She still calls him Dr. Turner.
Of course she does.
Yeah.
They're married, but it's nice to be formal.
Yeah. Oh, come on now, have your wee Christmas dinner.
She's from Morningside.
She's from Morningside. Yeah, that's right. Come on, Dr. Turner, I've got you a scented candle.
Do you think Sister Monica Jo might finally die this year?
No, she's indestructible.
Like every year she's...
One day, they're going to realise she is a robot. And then it's going to be a crossover with Doctor Who.
Oh, huge. Have you ever been into Doctor Who?
No, can't get an appointment.
That's the trouble, isn't
that's
it?
That's the trouble.
You want to support the NHS, but you can't get it, no.
You can't get an appointment, can you? That Doctor Who, they must...
They're underfunded, that's the trouble.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
Everyone's going to go private, then they're going to make the excuses.
That's how they get
you. And that'll be it.
That'll be it.
We'll have private healthcare and then we'll be buggered.
Then, yeah, that's it, Doctor Who. I was in an audio version of Doctor Who.
Saw you share that the other day.
I shared it, didn't I?
Yeah, you looked so young.
Thank you. Well,
so young and dainty.
So different. Yes, that
not
was
really,
one.
But it's when you don't have a beard.
Yes, I look like
you
a child.
You look so young. Mm. You look a child that's yet to grow hair.
Yes,
a baby.
A baby, for example. the Doctor Who episode that I did as an audio. Yes, there was one particular cover because it was available as a CD. That's how long ago it was.
Tom, I forget that you were analog.
I am analog, actually.
Thomas is a family show.
This
please.
Is an Edwardian podcast. Thank you. They've superimposed me onto quite an active body, and I thought, oh yes, I'll share that.
Oh, it's not your body.
I don't think so. I don't remember running like that.
Yeah, because it was. I've seen you run.
I don't think I run like that. My arms were too low.
You run like Phoebe in Friends.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You can't be too careful; you might fall over at any time. So yes, that's my doctor who called the midwife. Yes,
yes. Well, that's the thing. So, I mean, what we've done accidentally is give people tips for their Christmas viewing.
Christmas viewing. Is there an Agatha Christie?
Oh, but if there's not, there'll be loads on
catch up. There'll be something like
it.
When there'll be something like it.
They'll have something like that.
Mm.
Someone's dead.
Someone's dead. What are we going to do?
I love that one of hers.
Yes.
It's really good, isn't it, actually?
She really ran out of titles towards the end, didn't she?
Well, when you write so many... Have you seen The Mousetrap?
On stage?
Yeah.
Took my mother. Theatre vouchers I had as a teenager. We went when I was 17. Mum guessed it in about 5 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. She whispered to tell me. But she guessed it. She didn't tell me who it was.
Really good, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you see it on stage?
Well, I didn't go. Alice went.
Oh.
And said she absolutely loved it.
It's camp fun, isn't it?
But it's camp fun, but there's a character
that's
a woman that wears a shirt and tie.
Oh, yes, very Agatha Christie.
Just on that basis, I have decided I'd love to play that part in the West End.
Susie, it's achievable.
Do you think it's achievable?
Absolutely.
Who do you think I need to ring? Is Agatha still around?
Agatha probably, if you can find her.
Now, do you know that... No, there's a fact about this.
Oh, yeah.
Agatha Christie, when it became a stage play...
Yes.
She gave, I think, her grandson the rights to it.
Oh.
As a Christmas present.
Oh, well, that really...
But didn't think it would run and run and run. He's laughing all the way to the bank, isn't he?
Well, where is he
Le
now?
Bonk.
Where is he now?
I don't know.
Do you know what I also enjoy about it? When you walk past, so you don't have to go and see it if you don't want, but when you walk past, the photographs I heard, they have to do the same photographs today that they had to do for the original production. They just have to recreate them.
The exact same photos.
The exact same poses, everything.
They can't do anything creative.
They can't do anything creative. Yeah, you want to reinvent it, forget it. That grandson won't allow it.
So. It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
But I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? What's it been running? Like 50 years more?
No, it's like 80 years, isn't it?
And it's like, Alice said, they went to a matinee on a Wednesday. There wasn't a seat free.
I know. Absolute cash cow.
Don't call him that.
Don't call him that. He's a nice man.
That would be a strange life though, wouldn't it? If you were like, well, I'm just enormously wealthy because my grandmother gave me the right... Like, would you think you'd find it hard to find purpose?
It would be a bit embarrassing at parties, wouldn't it?
What do you do?
I'm a producer.
Yes,
you'd say something like that, and people would be like, wow.
What do you produce?
The Mousetrap, have you heard of it? Yes, my grandmother wrote it and did everything on it, and I just take the money in.
Hello, I'm
Christopher Christie.
Christopher Christie, yeah.
I don't know if that's his name.
Almost certainly not.
Probably not, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I think as well, it is a fun thing to go and see for a matinee.
Yeah, sure.
I like a matinee, actually.
Do you?
I think there's something about it that's just very chilled out. Go for dinner afterwards, talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see the Sondheim show next week. And I'm much looking forward to that.
You'll enjoy that. Matinee?
No. An evening performance.
Will you go out for dinner after?
We're thinking of doing an early dinner before.
That's nice. When are you going to discuss the show, though?
Oh, I'd imagine in the bar afterwards.
Oh, that's nice.
Just saying things like Bernadette Peters. Oh.
Yeah.
So good.
Don't leave out Bonnie.
Oh, and of course, Bonnie Tyler. Good for her.
Good for her, right. Will you pre-order your drinks?
What, for the interval?
Yeah.
I would have thought so.
What sort of thing would you have?
I'd just get a bottle of champagne, I'd say.
Oh, Susie, please. Goodness me, who are you? The Agatha Christie's grandson?
Pope. The Pope. I'm the Pope.
The Pope. That's an extravagant thing to do.
Oh, come on. You love ordering a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, but not at theatre prices, please.
Okay, all right, then it'd be Prosecco.
No, what if you like?
No, it's all right. You've embarrassed me now. You've embarrassed me now. Made it look like I'm throwing the cash around.
What sort of thing? Would you go for a Prix Fix before?
Don't call me that. Don't call you that. Not after last time. I don't want to have a fight again.
Prix Fix. Pegging is very popular.
You don't need to do any of that, though. You've both come fully equipped.
Oh, no, but a Prix Fix at the theatre.
Oh, so sorry.
Before the theatre. With the...
That's not me having a wee. That's me pouring Tom some more water.
Thank you, dear.
Worrying.
Thank you. A set menu.
A set menu?
Would you like that? Would you do that before?
I'd do a set menu, yeah.
Mmm, I like that.
I like knowing what I'm going to get.
You know, we went... Well...
Go on. Just so you know, he's really engaged all of a sudden. He's got something to tell us, guys.
Well,
go on.
I went into a Côte Brasserie.
One of our faves.
Last week.
Yeah, go on.
Hello, have you got a table? No.
No. Have they not seen you on the telly?
Well, apparently not. I said, well, not anything. He said, no, I've not got anything. I said, what, nothing all night? Nothing all night. Well, exactly. Well, Faye was there. Faye? Yeah. And then Faye said, have you not got anything all night? He said, well, I've got something at 7:30. Well, this was at 6 o'clock. I was like, well, you have got something then, just in an hour and a half.
But did you not take it because you were annoyed?
Well, we took the booking and he said, I can give you a nice table at 7:30. Like, where was this charm 2 minutes ago? We went up, we actually found somewhere else to sit and have dinner, and we phoned them and said, we don't need the table, thanks, bye.
Can I guess where you were?
Yeah.
Were you by the brewery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Faye and I have been to that, Kate.
Well, it's a thing that Faye and I like to do, but I said, maybe we could try somewhere else, we could try something different.
What did you do? Go to a Pret-a-Manger?
No, it was dinner time. Someone had recommended an Italian up that road, but we didn't go there. We ended up going to a lovely Turkish place.
Oh, yeah, what'd you have?
I had a chicken sheet, and we also had some shared mezzes.
Mm. Hummusy things.
Sorry?
Hummusy things.
Hummus, baba ganoush.
Tzatziks.
Tzatzik. I just do it for the bread.
Well, of course.
I love the bread.
She loves the bread.
It was so cold that night. But
there were nights when...
When we're so cold.
Is that Bonnie Tyler?
I think that was Bonnie Langford.
No, that's Celine Dion.
That was actually... Agatha Christie. Yes.
Christopher Christie.
No, we had a nice time there.
Good for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Listen, we're really going around the houses with this podcast. Shall I do some emails?
Oh, yeah.
Some people have been in touch, as per.
Mm.
Oh, now listen. Some people had some more opinions on theatre etiquette.
Big uptake on the theatre etiquette, turns out.
There has been, actually, Tom.
Okay, I'm here for
it. Hi, Susie and Tom. I've been listening to the podcast since lockdown. Enjoy the show very much.
Thank you.
Listening to a recent episode regarding theatre etiquette, I was surprised to hear about Tom's experience watching Flowers for Mrs. Harris. With the frisky audience member. Mm. I saw that show with my mum, and luckily we didn't have a similar experience, and we were able to enjoy the musical without an annoying audience member. Jenna Russell was fantastic, and we thoroughly enjoyed the beautiful Dior-inspired costumes.
Oh yes, that was lovely, wasn't it?
Admittedly, I can completely understand your gripes with audiences. Mm. It's rude and can be very off-putting. A personal pet peeve of mine is when people choose to sing along at musicals when they are not a sing-along performance. Is that such a thing, a sing-along performance? Because if it is, I think it's disgusting.
Well, you know, I've only seen it in the cinema. Sing along The Sound of Music.
That I don't mind.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
I don't mind
Frozen.
That. I don't mind that.
Mm.
At the theatre.
Absolutely.
At the theatre, I couldn't bear.
You want to sing along? Go to church.
Thank you, Reverend Allen.
Thank you.
And also,
the chair squeaking. I'm not just.
You're not wearing your PVC trousers.
Not my PVC trousers rubbing together.
And I also hate it when they take photos during a performance.
Oh.
It seems that more people feel entitled to do this. Mm. whether they've had a few drinks or not. Mm. Politely asking, as an Amdram actor, on behalf of all other performers, from comedians to musical theatre performers, for people to stop doing this. Mm. And either book a sing-along performance.
Sure.
I don't think you should do that. I think sing-along, I think the idea of that, I find unbelievably upsetting.
Yeah, absolutely reprehensible.
Or wait until the encore at the end of a show and listen to the pre-show announcement beforehand.
Oh, yeah, because I think it's sometimes designated, like, don't sing along, but do it at the end.
Yeah. Thanks again for the fun content, and I want to add that I also loved attending a recent recording of Extra Slice, where Tom's audience-based interviews made me and my younger sister howl with laughter. Bye. And that's from Stella, age 32, from Haywards Heath.
Stella from Haywards Heath, thank you very much for those kind words and that lovely insight. Well, I'm glad I wasn't the only one who was incensed by people's behaviour. And entitled was the term that was used there, and I do think there is a bit of that.
Do you?
And people are behaving like that, very entitled. Which I don't care for.
No, we don't care about that at all, do we? Now, let's have another email. Hi, Susie and Tom. Just wanted to let you know that it's almost exactly a year to the day since I discovered your podcast.
Oh, goodness.
I was in the throes of getting in the Christmas spirit last year when I started listening to you and you kept me company while I decorated and got ready for the festivities.
Oh.
I decorated the house yesterday and listened to an old Like-Minded Friends episode because it felt more Christmassy to me than actually having a Christmas film or Christmas musical.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you for bringing me so much Christmas, brackets, and not Christmas, joy. Is there anything that isn't traditionally Christmassy for you two but feels Christmassy because it reminds you of Christmas? Much love, Rachel. With a little Christmas tree.
I like that question. What's yours?
Having a row with my dad.
That's nice. That's very Christmassy. Lovely.
And then feeling very guilty about it.
Of course.
Because then I question how many more we have together.
Lovely
sort of
self-flagellating.
What did you call me?
Self-flagellating
sounds like it's rude to me.
Well, it depends how you do it.
There you go. Anything for you?
Self-flagellating. it's one of my Christmas treats. No, I find that a nasty spumante on a Christmas morning is very much my mother's favourite thing to have.
Yeah, mum loves a nasty spumante.
Oh, does she? A Christmas?
This was just my mum's favourite drink.
It's lovely.
It's the only wine that she really likes. I'll get some, like, you know, quite often at Christmas, someone that you've worked with in the year might send you a nice bottle of Plonk.
Yeah.
And I'll get it out and mum go, oh, no, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like it. I can't bear it.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't have anything dry. I'd be like, I've got a lovely Riesling. She'd be like, oh, put lemonade in it. And you go,
oh,
mother, please.
Oh, Susie, you know your wines. I do love a nasty spumante. That reminds me of Christmas.
Yeah.
What else is it? We sometimes go up the grave.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Is your dad at the end of the road?
No, he's dead.
You know I'm in the churchyard. Thomas, please. I was at the funeral.
That was very unfair of me to make that joke.
What does one say? What does one say in that scenario?
Yes, of course.
I'd forgotten.
Do you know, he's actually still on the shelf.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. The ashes at Matthew Uden's office, the undertaker.
What, he's still
shout
there?
Shout out to Uden's undertakers, great undertakers in southeast London.
I thought that was a type of noodle.
No, it's udon.
That's different.
Don't get it confused. The number of times I've been into Wagamamas and a funeral started up. Your coffins will arrive whenever they're ready.
Yeah. Then it'll come at the same time.
Just
draw a cock and balls on your menu.
That's, yeah, what do they draw? Yeah, what do they have to draw things? I haven't been in a Wagamama's for a long time. But dad's still on the shelf. I think mum's trying to work out what to do, what's best.
They've not brought him home?
No.
It's hard to know what to do with ashes.
Well, mum's thinking about a bird bath. Or
a bird bath?
Or a sundial. Yeah, you can put them in the base of it.
Oh, okay.
Just put them in there.
Well, I just thought...
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
You wouldn't want a bird to eat that.
You know, it would be unusual, I think, for a bird.
Do you think a bird would then start squawking shove it?
Yeah, it would start quoting my dad.
That would be amazing.
That would be like a lovely Christmas miracle.
Wouldn't it,
a lovely Christmas film.
A nice red robin.
Red robin.
Mum sees a red robin at Christmas, she goes, oh, Nan's here.
Oh,
and
that's
nice. I do think that might just be a robin.
Well... No, you know, they are very, very fancy birds, but they do have a special place. But we actually go up to see Nan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I haven't been the last few years. Mum sometimes goes up to see her parents' graves. And she did say about once she went up there and someone was having a blazing row with someone.
What, in the
cemetery? Yeah, that's Elmer's End for you, Suze.
Did she know what they were rowing about?
Something to do with cars not moving quick enough, because often they don't have, you know, you don't have a dual carriageway in the cemetery.
No, but of
people
course.
Will drive in sort of to they're close to their plot.
I thought that you meant two members of the same family were having a blazing
row. No, that would have been more fun. No, yeah. Two strangers.
He didn't like you anyway.
That would have been much more
exciting. He always thought you were greedy. And now look what's happened with the will.
Nah.
That sort of thing.
I knew this would happen. Every year. No, nothing like that. It was just two strangers arguing.
Oh, that's so nice, isn't it?
So
when you're
lovely,
trying to remember loved ones.
When you're just trying to have a moment. And effing, apparently, as well.
Oh, effing and jeffing.
Effing and jeffing up there as well.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's nice, isn't it? But,
my dad always says the same. He always goes and sees Nan and Pops.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's
and,
nice.
I mean, Nan and Pops have been dead for quite a long time now. Yeah. And, honestly, it still looks like a florist.
Really? That's
yeah,
impressive.
Yeah, oh, they're very... Everyone goes down there all the time still.
Oh, that's lovely.
Chats for the gravestones.
Oh, that's nice.
Everyone's
that's
mad.
Lovely. No, that's lovely. That's lovely. Mum always likes to get things that will... affixed to the stone. She's worried that the wind will blow them off.
Sure.
So there's often some ribbon purchased as well.
Oh, right. What, and goes round the...
Round sure. The stone, yeah. But you know, cemeteries, I don't mind them. I quite like them.
Oh.
No,
I love walking around a cemetery.
I think they're great.
And seeing all the old-fashioned names.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Oh, yes. There's actually, the one at the end of my road, there's a lot of nautical themes, which is weird because we're not close to the sea.
Oh. What, people in the Navy, you mean?
I guess so.
Or just anchors?
Maybe they were just anchors.
Maybe they were.
That's what people assumed they were called. Or it might be that Pett's Wood is nearby and that Pett family were big shipbuilders, so it might be something to do with that, actually, as I say it.
Is it named after a family, Pett's Wood?
Yeah, that was their wood.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, of course, I suppose everything's named after something.
Yeah. Everything's named after something. There's William Barefoot Drive I went past today. Why was William Barefoot? We don't know. Interesting, though, isn't it?
Maybe he couldn't afford shoes.
Well, probably that's the case, yeah.
Hiya, Tom and Susie.
Hiya.
My name's Kate.
Hello.
Listening in the not-so-sunny Sunderland.
Mm.
Please try and do the accent, Susie. Sunderland, what's that like?
It's like northeast, Pet.
Oh. Firstly, congratulations on becoming mums. Susie and Alice, of course. And congratulations to Tom on getting Elfie. Not great, is it?
No, I thought that was good.
Was it okay?
Yeah.
Susie, I think you underestimate the call of the midwife demographic.
Oh.
I'm 31 and I've loved it since day dot.
No, you've sunk a bit there.
I've gone to Manchester.
You've gone to, yeah, maybe or Leeds.
What are you going to do? I spent a lot of time on Maisie Adam.
Yeah.
Although you have got me saying kill the midwife.
Now you've gone... now you've gone Downton Abbey. Yes. Sorry.
Downstairs at Downton Abbey, though, wouldn't it be for me?
No, I thought you were upstairs there, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very Lady Mary.
Babe.
Very Lady Mary.
Although you've got me saying kill the midwife and Sister Julienne Carrot. Oh, that's quite funny. We must have said that once. Tom, I loved your books.
Oh, thank you.
Particularly No Shame, as I was also quite an eccentric teenager, so I could relate to it in so many ways.
Oh.
I love to dress like a 1940s brought... like a 1940s war bride.
Oh,
so specific.
Yeah, I know the look.
Most teenage girls in Sunderland wanted to be our Angel of the North, Cheryl Cole, and I wanted to be Gracie Fields.
Oh, yeah, great choice. I get it.
Susie, are we getting a book? I mean...
Susie, yes.
I mean, I'm not... I mean, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe? I absolutely love your podcast. You have travelled to Europe with me on my solo city breaks. Oh, that's nice for us to get around, isn't it?
Oh, I like to see places.
Because we haven't left this bunker in years.
And you know, I love a solo city break. I've done it.
I know you have, Tom.
I've done it.
I did it with you.
Yes. It wasn't very solo.
No, we just sort of went together and then ignored each other. But I have to let you know how it really felt like you were both there with me. I lost my Nana in 2021 and had hit an all-time low in depression.
Oh.
But Tom also lost his dad shortly afterwards, and I know Susie lost her Nan a few years ago. Listening to how other people lost loved ones really helped me register my own feelings and emotions, as this was a first big family loss for me.
Oh.
So thank you.
Oh.
I saw Susie live in Newcastle in June and Tom in October. I always go to comedy gigs alone too. It's like a present to myself from me to me.
Oh.
I hope I hope you both visit again soon, as you are both marvellous. Much love. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, I love that. I totally related to everything as well. That's exactly how I feel.
Oh, yeah, Kate. That's... I am Kate. Je suis Kate.
Oh, je suis Kate. Yeah, I felt like that. I just felt... yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Like, at times, I felt very kind of in my own little world. Gracie Fields.
You know. Who's Gracie Fields?
Wartime singer, I think. Actress. You'd know if you saw her.
Hello, this is London.
Very much that. Very much
very
that.
Very posh?
Well, Chrissy, I think she might be an American, but...
P-O-S-H, posh with a capital P.
Oh God, what's happening? Cancel.
What are you doing? Ordering an Uber? We've not finished.
Anyway, I was going to look up Gracie Fields.
Don't worry about it. You can just say that she was a wartime singer. Who is she?
I think she was a wartime star.
Oh, like me.
Like you.
Like me. Right, Tom, I think we're done. We must go. We simply must leave.
We must.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Crimbo, everyone.
I hope whatever you're doing, you have a lovely time.
Crimping.
And we'll see you. We've got Betwixtmas. We'll see you for Betwixtmas, won't we?
We'll see you for Betwixt. Don't worry.
The Gooch.
Susie, don't call me that.
Okay, bye.
Bye.